frederickmagazine.org.
Now a moment for a pat on the back. Thank you to the readers of Frederick Magazine for making us the area's best radio station. Now back to our regular programming. 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. Rise and shine. Up and Adam, 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. In the studio this morning is Susan Simonson. She is with Hood College. And let me, you take the big poster, and I'm going to take the small poster. And you're part of the second annual Green Neighbor Festival, which is part of Hood College, and you're the an outreach coordinator for this event. Tell us a little bit about what the Green Neighbor Festival is all about.
Well, what we're trying to do is to get Frederick residents out and to learn some tips to be living more sustainably, whether it's something they do at their home or choosing a green business. But there's lots of things to do at the festival, so it's just a fun way to get out and learn something new.
Now, what do we focus on green living? What does that mean for people? And when you talk about sustainability and stuff, is it just being able to grow your own vegetables, or is there much more to that?
Well, that's growing your own vegetables isn't one way to live a little more sustainably, but it's just to make the right choices that you're impacting the natural resources a little less. You know, you're maybe using a little less gas by riding your bike, or you're not filling up the landfill by choosing to recycle, or composting your food waste. So you're just using less natural resources as living more sustainably.
What can somebody expect when they come to the Green Festival? First of all, when is it and where is it?
Well, it's this Saturday at Color Lake in Baker Park. We're around the lake, so there's a nice path to walk around the lake, and there's things to do there. There's bluegill releases into the lake. There's a bike ride where you can drive or ride around town with your bike to see different spots that have rain barrels and solar panels. There are vendors there that you can learn information about composting, or a tower garden to raise your vegetables inside. We have speakers that are going to teach about vermicomposting, which is
what?
That's with worms. If you have worms, you can compost your food waste right in your garage.
Really?
Yeah, you can.
Now, come on. Now I'm going to be honest with you here. I try to live as green as possible, but I'm probably not as green as you. But I don't know if I want my rotting trash in my garage.
Well, it's a very small system. It's in a closed container, and it's just a way that you can reduce the amount of wet waste that goes into your trash can. And then you can reuse that compost that comes out of that container into your house plants or into your landscaping gardens and your plants.
What is the biggest misconception when it comes to green living?
The biggest
ignorant talk show hosts who don't want rotting trash in their garage?
Well, it's not hard. People think that it's hard, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of work, but it really is just something you do, little steps every month, maybe choose something different, you know, maybe become more educated about what you're going to recycle, or collecting your rainwater in a bucket, and that way you're not pulling water out of the drinking water system and saving gallons of water just a little bit every day.
And I'm not going to get into philosophical debates, because I always think, I think rain barrels are great to have around the house when it's not raining, or when you don't have, you know, because I also believe that rain goes into the ground to replenish the water that we have already in the earth. So it's kind of you're still taking it from somewhere, but I think it's interesting. I would love to live sustainably. I think most people like myself think it's probably a lot harder than what it truly is. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. Okay. It's not something new. Our ancestors lived a little mm-hmm. sustainably because they had to be more conservative about their purchases, and they lived off the earth. But we're smarter now. We have a little more science. We know about the water that runs off the land, how it's impacting our streams. You know, we need to be farming a little more sustainably. We live in our households a little little better. We need to be using different products and decreasing our impervious surface. So that runoff that you're talking about that's percolating into the ground can recharge our groundwater. It's really not hard, and it's not expensive. It's just taking the time to learn different processes, and that's what we want to do at the festival. We're making it fun. We have hybrid cars. You know, we're not saying don't drive anymore, but we're saying maybe choose a electric vehicle. So then you're not using the petroleum. Or you could grow something in a container. You don't have to have a big, massive garden, but you could grow some tomatoes or herbs right on your patio.
I think a lot of people, I saw somebody, and I don't know exactly what containers they were using, but they had container gardens. I was actually building something, and I measured wrong, and so I had this wonderful little frame, and I'm like, what am I going to do with that? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a little raised garden bed and just, you know, see what I can grow.
Excellent.
Things that I like to eat. Like, I'm not going to grow asparagus, even though my wife loves asparagus. I hate it, so I wouldn't grow that, but peppers and lettuce and stuff like that is the kind of stuff I like to eat. And if I don't have to buy that kind of stuff, then
there are some really easy things that you can grow in a container that happens fast, like spinach or even herbs. You can just put thyme or mint or rosemary. Those are things you can have right on your patio. You don't have to live in the country. You can be downtown Frederick and on your patio have a bunch of different pots to raise things that you're going to eat.
That's going to be cool. Now, not only you're going to have, you got a great schedule of events. Some of the things you talked about, you're going to have some great vendors there. Tell us about some of the vendors you're going to have. You're also going to have some music and throughout the whole day, too,
yeah,
right?
The music is brand new this year. The Frederick Acoustical Music Enterprise is coordinating all the music for us in our music tent, and we are having 40 vendors. We have the Frederick County Forestry Board handing out free trees for the first 200 families. We have the Quilt Guild's going to be there showing us how to recycle fabric into different products like a quilt, of course. There is a Bartlett Tree Service, and there is this Key City Compost is a service that will come and show you how to compost in your home, and they'll take the products away for you so you don't have to compost it in your backyard. Common Market is there, and Moms, they're going to have information about their stores where you can buy healthy and natural foods.
Yep, and I think the City of Frederick's a big part of this, too. They're helping you out?
Yeah, definitely. They've been helping us out by providing the access to the park. But Jenny Willoughby and Bicycle Escapes is sponsoring a sustainability bike ride that's going to be sponsored by the city that we're going to ride around the city. It's going to be about a 5-mile bike ride, really easy to visit different homes around the area that are practicing different sustainable actions.
Nice. I learned a lot because my, just telling you off the air, my future son-in-law is working on a sustainable farm down in Florida, and they do aquaponics and all kinds of other fun and exciting things. So.
Well, I'm sure they're doing composting.
Yeah, well, maybe, but not in my garage.
Probably not.
There's no cost to this?
Everything is free.
Nice.
Even the movie in the evening. I wanted to make sure we mention that we're offering a movie called Wasted. It's a story of food waste. It's going to be at the college at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. But everything is free at the festival, the release, Bluegill release. The music, the crafts, all of it. Just come out and have a good time.
Want to learn a little bit more about it? Do you have a website?
We sure do. It's at Hood College's www.hood.edu/2018 Green Neighbor Festival. You just spell it all right out.
There you go. Appreciate you stopping by and helping us learn a little bit more about being a green neighbor.
Thanks so much. This was fun.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's the Morning News Express, 821 at WFMD. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic.